USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A new poll shows voters are not enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 matchup between President Biden and former President Trump. Less than half those surveyed by the Yahoo News YouGov poll said they favored neither candidate. Biden has a slight edge with 47% support. In the scorching landscapes of the U.S. Southwest, there has been a surge in burn cases due to the ongoing heat wave.
Hospitals in Arizona and Nevada have seen an alarming increase in patients affected by first, second, and third degree contact burns due to the prevailing extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez of St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas telling 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, probably 140 degrees.
Some of the incidents have resulted in fatalities, underscoring the severity of the situation. Recent temperature records have shown triple-digit readings in these regions with no end in sight. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Police in Portland, Oregon are looking for a suspect who fled a hospital after firing shots, killing a security guard. Legacy Good Samaritan Medical Center was on lockdown following the Saturday afternoon shooting. Another person was injured. The cause of the incident is not known. A pandemic office in Washington is being headed to proactively address spreadable diseases.
On Friday, officials announced Air Force Major General Paul Friedrichs will lead the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response beginning August 7th. Friedrichs previously coordinated all health services at the Pentagon, including the military's COVID-19 response. The new office will address potential public health outbreaks and threats from RSV, polio, influenza, Mpox, and more. I'm Ryan Daniels.
American Brian Harman is the one to beat. He holds a 5-shot lead heading to Sunday's final round at the British Open. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
A woman is filing a lawsuit after she says she was pressured into having surgery as a minor.
A North Carolina woman is suing a team of doctors for pushing her to transition into a male when she was a teenager. Prisha Mosley, now 25 years old, is detransitioning. Her lawyer, Josh Mosley, tells Fox News that Mosley was misled, like many other people who transitioned.
They're coming forward and they're saying, I was deceived, I was misled. This did not fix my mental health problems. And they're seeking justice. They want their health care providers held accountable, and they desperately want to try to prevent this tragedy from happening to anyone else.
I'm Tim Berg.
Jamie Foxx is speaking out for the first time since he was hospitalized in April. After nearly 4 months of recovery and rehabilitation, the Oscar-winning actor was in front of the cameras again this week, shooting a new commercial. On Instagram Friday, Foxx didn't reveal the details of his medical condition, but said, quote, I went to hell and back, and my road to recovery had some potholes, but, quote, I'm coming back and I'm able to work. Moviegoers are certainly back, and many of them in pink, to see Barbie this weekend, as it made at least $70 million and its eyes on up to $150 million by Sunday night. Also debuting another summer blockbuster, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. That's on pace for at least $75 million domestically. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.